Hey, hi, how y'all doing? We back again. This episode, it's interesting, okay? I'm just gonna call it questions. Good questions, you know, sometimes we need to ask questions and there's not a right or wrong answer. There's not simply a yes or a no. Sometimes we need to explore, right? And face the truth. And that's whatever that truth is for us, our own truth. This is Stephanie. I'm just in a space of exploring self and elevating to deliver at my highest personally and in business and in relationships and whatever my next move is. It's 2-2, guys. The year to double up. Double up, girls. Let's question some things. We surely invite you all to explore. It's just me and Tara Brett tonight on this episode. But we are exploring a couple of questions that don't have a right or wrong answer. We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on our Twitter, @Girls Collective on Instagram. We are also on Ko-fi. Ko-fi @Girls Collective. Tune in.
As you know, I told you I'm on this kind of self-discovery and questioning things about just elevating and live your best damn life. Mm-hmm. And what I typed, or from this little list of like questions where there are no right or wrong answers, but they're good questions to ask. Which is worse, failing or never trying?
How many questions you got on there?
I got a shitload of them. I got like 50. What?
Okay,
do differently if you knew nobody would judge you?
That's
dude. I want more than just us on something like that one, though. That
was right.
Would you, let me see, if you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today? So they kind of
Heavy.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
Okay, we won't go there.
No, that's heavy because I'm thinking about it. Like, I probably wouldn't visit no one.
Me either, Terrence. Oh my God. I wouldn't. I would totally do. And is that self-absorbed to feel like I would absolutely want to do what I wanted to do? Like, I wouldn't visit anyone.
Right.
Because I would feel like, I think I would be in a space of they're entitled to be doing, you know, what they want to be doing.
Right.
That's too, to me, it's small to say you go visit somebody if everybody's going to die. Like, nobody's excluded. Everybody's out of here tomorrow? No. Go visit who?
I wouldn't visit anyone.
I'd probably be trying to drink something I really want to drink, eat something I really want. You know, I'm thinking about
maybe I'm thinking into the question a little bit too deep, but is that everyone including yourself or just everyone you know?
It says, if you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today?
I wouldn't visit anyone. I light me a blunt. I go ahead and start crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't.
I'm telling you, I would really just want to. I would be so consumed with cherishing the memories of going through. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I would be trying to go nowhere to visit because there are people that I'm equally.
Right, and we like that's everyone that you know. So yes. And then for me, like, I could. If I had to pick somebody, no, I can't pick anyone. I won't visit anyone. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna get me a bottle or something. I'm gonna prepare myself for this grief because I'm gonna have to start life all over again.
Oh, who you sound?
Yeah, because everybody that I know is going to be out of here. Yeah, no. That's a crazy question. That's a good question. And it's starting to make you think about all the people that you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, who I'm going to go? Like, I'm going to go to sit with grandma?
Right. No. Right.
No, because I'm going to get over there, and then everybody over there that I know, like, it's just, it'll be too much on the person
too much
to go visit anybody, because, and then you will feel guilty, because what if somebody show up that you didn't know, but now you know them, and now they ass got to get out of here.
Yeah. It's <It's> a... Look, I think even in that 10, that's like a little bonus. I'm going to answer too, because that's I agree. I'm with you in that I wouldn't want to visit anyone. I think I would. Oh my God! Everybody I knew, in that day of me knowing tomorrow they were gone, I think I would be so in a space of just really trying to, you know, process that.
That's enough to blow like that. To have that, right. That's like, that's enough to drive you mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think nobody can bear that. Like, I understand that, you know, like, nobody could bear knowing that type of information. Like, that literally is enough to drive you completely crazy. In 24 hours, you'll lose your mind.
But see, the thing is, the questions on the list are supposed to help you free your mind. So there's supposed to be questions that there's not a right or wrong answer to. But at least you acknowledge what make you think, or maybe even put in the context. Like for me, it goes to gratitude, right? Which we should have every day anyway.
Right. You
know, in anything. So... to even think like I said, to me, it's cherish that memory, even if when they're not there. Like I would want to be in that moment on that day, knowing tomorrow, because I'm grateful for everybody I know, you know?
Right.
I'm like people that I feel like fuck them. I'm still grateful for them. So, and it's funny you said grandma, because initially that's the first person that kind of comes to mind to me on. My grandma, I would want to, and why is that? Why do we always think of the oldest person? You know, why wouldn't it be the youngest? Because they, how unfortunate that they didn't get to even have a lot of years. You know, they didn't put an age on it.
Right.
You know, everybody you know, they're out of here. Tomorrow, who would you visit? If everybody I knew was going to die tomorrow, nobody. I would be probably, like you said, on some shit, levitate.
Right.
On another frequency, shit. If that's blowing one, drinking something, I think I would be
high. I cannot wrap my mind. I can't wrap my mind around that. The only thing I do come to is gratitude. I come to being grateful.
Yeah.
To like, that's the only thing. You're correct, cousin.
I'm serious. That's all I can think of, cousin. That's all I can.
Because if you have
to me, you better be grateful. Ooh. Even now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because if you have that type of information, the only thing that's going to save your mind is being grateful.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
If you thinking about regret, you think about vengeance, if you think about anything else, ooh.
Yeah, you can't think about sorrow. You can't think about apologies. The only thing that's going to keep your mind is gratitude. Wow, that was a good question.
I love it.
To bring you back to like, yeah, that just opened my eyes to like, yeah, be grateful.
Hmm?
And I'm a grateful person. Like I express gratitude a lot, but yep. it doesn't, it's the small things.
Uh-huh.
And same here, you know. Daily, thank you. In the simplest form, thank you, God, for another day. Because I realized that somebody else didn't wake up. Somebody else didn't get the opportunity. Something, you know. Thank you, God, for a yard. You know, thank you, God, for food. I truly appreciate this meal. I thank you, God, for having a car. Just sound mind, you know. Man, it's a lot. I think that it is a great question. I didn't realize, you know, like I said, I have a list of these types of questions. So it makes me think about, even like we said, like a different little spinoffs and segments. So, you know.
But let's keep this going. That's why I asked you how many questions are on there. Like, ooh. let's shoot off a few more because, I mean, hey.
Okay. We call it a Mindset Monday, y'all. So listen.
Yeah, Mindset Monday.
Mindset Monday. Think we want this on your mind. So first was, again, if you missed that question, we're gonna say, if you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today? Okay, that was our first question. Question number two. If you won $1 million, would you quit your job?
I'm quitting.
Fuck you. And look, I'm self-employed, but I want $1 million. I'm taking a break.
I'm quitting. I'm quitting my job. I'm quitting.
What would you do? First thing, Tay, I got $1 million. Like, right now, I just won. And we ain't talking about a lotto. We talking about you won scot-free and clear. Ain't no taxes deducted. Now you down is $500,000. We talking about $1 million outright. Money's a tool. What would you do?
Me? The reason why I'm quitting, well, I'm going to have to quit. Because if I've got $1 million outright, the very first thing I'm doing, I'm going to buy my hood.
You going to buy your hood?
The hood. I'm going to buy my hood.
I know that. You buy them at the block.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the block. I'm going to buy my hood. Like, if I'm sitting right here in Daytona Beach and I got $1 million outright, I know $1 million can fix a lot of problems. And also, I could still become a billionaire by fixing those problems.
Oh, my God, cousin. Wait, like, a minute. I love you. Why is this mentality not the mentality of those that have that type of power? Those that get that type of tool, why is that? Let me just hush.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. I can answer that question for you, cousin. I'm going to tell you why. So right now, I'm just a thousandaire, right? And uh-huh. I have to go to work to be this thousandaire, uh-huh. right? But the reason why the people who get to that type of money don't have that mentality is because they still have to go to work to maintain their riches. Versus if I become a billionaire, I have just moved into another tax bracket. So the only I'm going to have to work to keep that $1 million. I don't have $1 million at the current moment. I don't have $1 million gig. You see what I'm saying? So I'm still sitting in gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I still right now today I still see my block versus different people who become millionaires. They become millionaires and they don't see their block anymore.
Yeah.
I just drove through Soul City and Caroline Village and South Street, you know what I'm saying, to get my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I still see my block. But back to my answer to the question, I know that $1 million can literally fix problems in my community, and I could become a billionaire by doing so. Like, if I got $1 million tomorrow, I'm buying Caroline Village, I'm buying Soul City, and I'm buying PPU. And I still have $700,000 left.
Yeah,
they ain't going to sell them. They're going to get rid of them because it'd be off the government dime, you see what I'm saying, and it'll become private.
I love it.
To even, and then I don't have to, yeah. And you fix those things up, or I have to spend the whole million. Let's say I spend the whole million to buy all three properties, right? Mm-hmm. But in that, that's going to be an investment into the schools. It's going to be an investment into the roles, the businesses, because we're going to try and change the mindset, because now it's owned by a private owner. So you see what I'm saying? So I'm buying my block, or if I have to buy one block at a time, and then work that million, and then buy the next block, then work that million. But if I became a millionaire, I'm buying my hood. That's my mentality. That's what I'm doing with my million.
Absolutely, because you got to think. I mean, the quick way to wealth is what? Property. Real estate. Yeah. Come on now. So I love that your heart is big enough, you know? Because don't we know in every... most hoods in shit, Florida, Georgia, wherever, you know, gentrification and things are happening to where who's saving? Who's saving the block? Who is even thinking, oh, it's worth it, right? It's worth right. it. We run. That is so admirable to hear you even say, you know, because I'll tell you, here soon, like a 5-year goal for me is to come back home and buy some property, or at least start a business somewhere in my hometown. Like,
right.
Daytona needs what we have to offer, you know, and afar, like, you know, mm-hmm. I love that you said mm-hmm. that. I love that.
I'm going to tell you something. Oh, go ahead, because I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you something I heard, and you hear me reference this man all the time, but, you know, I like Jay-Z, right? Uh-huh. And Jay-Z had the opportunity to buy Marcy Projects for $3 million, right? Actually, mm-hmm. it was for sale for $3 million. I can't remember how the story went, but he passed on it or they wouldn't sell it to him. One of the two. Uh-huh. And now Marcy, that property is worth like $60 million.
Ain't that something?
I don't know if he passed on it or they wouldn't sell it to him. But if you, just to get back to out right now, where we grew up at, like, they're trying their best to get the niggas out of there. Cause that's prime real estate.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying their best to, and I like to keep a black neighborhood. Like, I would like to keep a black neighborhood. I think it's great for our kids. It's if we have the right mindset in that black neighborhood. But I like the block. I like the hood. Should I like the loud music, the barbecues,
exactly.
the going up in the
exactly.
air?
Like that's who we are. That. What if we can put it in context, and it makes me think of we can rock. Like, we know how to rock. I don't know how we got away from it. Like, why is it that, you know, it's funny, I just had this conversation, and we should be able to have the home where is, we have a cul-de-sac, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's mixed. Vietnamese, white, couple Koreans, but only a few of us here. And up the street, okay, what was B was saying, is like, why is there this, you know, like our neighbors are they slow down and they riding by. It's almost like, what kind of black folks are y'all? You know, like, right. y'all are the only ones that can get together and be at peace and can entertain. And you know what I mean? Like, I wish we would get back to that. Like I told you, I just really got into Issa and I love the block party, Inglewood. Like, we can do that. We can host that and yeah. have that much pride in our communities if we so choose. Like, we got to stop. You know, I feel like it's an all-out war on us. Like, where are these babies getting all these fucking guns? And why is it, you know, all this drug taking and all this? And I'm not saying that's it for all of our communities. But I do feel like our big mamas and some of them, they're so scared of these youth, and rightfully so. Like,
yeah, because these motherfuckers crazy.
You're like Stella pointed out. Shit, yeah, I took the apartment up. Shit. No, you don't need to do that. You know, It's cool. Listen, it's cool to be outside and double dutching and motherfucking Red Rover. Like, that's, we need some of that camaraderie. And I ain't saying just for youth. I'm saying even for adults. I would love to kickball and cue. And it's love. It's not somebody mad because somebody stepped on somebody's sneaker and somebody gonna go get a gun. For what?
Right. Well, listen, I think all of that is possible, but I do think that you're 100% correct. There's a war on us coming together.
Yes, it is. Terrence.
There is something to be said about how much red tape it is just to have a block party.
Uh-huh. For us now.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody else. Look at home. Look at Bike Week. Look at those things that happen. How the hell... Right. Hundreds of thousands of folks come into town. Y'all block off complete street sections. You can't turn down. You can't get to.
You redirect traffic everywhere.
But we try to have Holland Park.
Girl, you ain't seen Holland Park. Holland Park is completely different.
What do they do?
Holland Park is completely closed off. You can't park. You know how you... Back in the day, you could just ride
them. You can pull in, cars in, you can ride through.
Yeah, you can chill by the barriers and all that. All that is closed off. It's beautiful what they did to it, but my question to the mayor or the governor or whoever it is, not the governor, the mayor of Daytona, I think it's still Derrick Henry. I'm going to say your name on our podcast. My question to him is, and why did you block it off for homeless people to sleep in it? Like, yeah. You blocking it off and you beautified it, but it's just not a place for homeless people to safely sleep.
I mean, beautified, what was wrong with it being beautified? Because to me, you know, I ain't been home in 20 years almost, but that was our thing. You know, you knew on Sunday, and we going to the park. You're going to go to the park. And then I know in various communities across the country are, that's what we do. We from the South. You know, you want to see the dog. You want to see what the boys done did today, got their Chevys and they Buicks and they, you know, come on through and play the music, you know?
Loud.
We wanted our bongo and you wanted to, come on, you got bodies and shit, your legs out. You might see your little piece through the park. You're going to see your man and your bag and shit. Like, come what?
But I'm telling you why. I'm going to say something and people may not agree with it, but there is the whole word ghetto and ratchet and all that stuff, they turned that shit to a negative connotation.
Yes.
I'm from the ghetto.
It's
beauty in it. I, like you said, I want you to come through the park. I want to hear your music banging and that shit better not be rattling, so you better have it in the case in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? I want you, you know what I'm saying?
I want to see the girl.
Right. I want to see 10 fingernail art. I want your hair freshly done.
Yes. Put a nail on that big toe and have that whole decorated. Come on.
Right. But that's because we don't own our block. If we own our block, we could do that.
Yeah.
That's going back to buying the block. Like, I'm so tired of seeing all the time, not just here, but I just be looking at the news all the time. All these young boys getting all this money, and yeah, it's dope money or whatever, but you gotta put that shit in your community.
Yes.
Like, you gotta take that, like, dirty money is everywhere. That's how white people stay rich, is with dirty money.
Exactly. Dirty money, and this too, T. Why is this dirty money? Yeah, we talk, this shit is spent off from, if you want $1 million, but you quit your job, fuck yeah, and this, what would I do with that $1 million is how we spent that question. But why is it dirty money for us is dope money? Only dirty money is dope money. Bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit.
Because dirty money is embezzlement. Dirty money is you taking a little bit off the top from whatever Fortune 500 company you working for. Mm-hmm. Dirty money is you cooking the books. Dirty money, like all that shit. We have a whole fucking city in the United States that was built off dirty money. Vegas was built off dirty money.
Okay. Thriving, baby. Right now.
Thriving. Dirty money. That's dirty money.
Yeah.
And not to be all spiritual, but I'm just going ahead and say it. And because we, you know, Black people, we love the Bible. As the Bible tells us, the wealth of the wicked is built up for the righteous. Then you got to get in bed with the dirty money.
Yes.
And you got to do business with the dirty money.
And there's plenty to go around. It's a lot circulating. Trillions of it circulating, baby. So get you some.
Right. Right.
Be by getting your bag, get you some. Look, I was telling you the other night, we watched something on HBO Max. Oh, my goodness. I forget. Generational Wealth was a little thing, right? And what was funny, I think it was like some photographer person or somebody done called some people on the phone, you know, kind of putting you up on people scamming folks. And the dude... Mm-hmm. You know, these people, oh, I'm a photographer. Another guy was a surfer and all this shit. And they like, oh, yeah, somebody called him. They did all these things for a person they never met. And the whole thing was a scam. And they're like, oh, yeah, people just... But my thing was, imagine the bag that this person had got off of, like, their work and their efforts. And it's set to say, you know, it's bad, but trust me, a lot of people do bad shit. Like, my thing is, what is bad? You had common sense to, you know, maybe did a little more research. You knew that you never met this person. Why the fuck would you leave California, go away to Singapore just so I want to just take some pictures? Oh, you know what I mean? Like, pursue your bag the way you want, but also have some smarts in doing it. You know, I think that it's never a thing where everything is good to get to where you're going. And I'm not saying be evil to do it. I'm saying that, hey, dirty money, and it's plenty.
It's a whole band. Diddy Dirty Money. Hello, good morning.
What? Oh!
I mean but it also, you could think about dirty money in this aspect also. What you think is like buying these political campaigns and all of that stuff.
Oh my God, like, we ain't gonna go there.
Right, but let me just, I ain't going there with the politics, but something else you said, like how you just said, the scam. We have Fortune 500 companies that are operating in dirty money legally. Have you ever heard have you ever seen the show? I can't remember the name of it. It was on like HBO or Amazon or something like that. And it was called the McDonald's scam.
No, I haven't. So I'm
okay.
No.
Okay, so you know that, you know, every year McDonald's do that little Monopoly thing, right? Where you,
yes, you get, I did. The people was out of Oakwood. They printed some tickets or some shit like that at a place.
No, not that one. This was internal. The powers that be at McDonald's was doing this thing every year with the Monopoly thing, and they was picking somebody inside the company to win the money and just giving them. Instead of giving them the million, they're going to give them 500,000 and keeping the other 500,000. It was a whole scam. The McDonald's Monopoly thing was a whole scam. That's dirty money.
Oh, yeah. Because people just buying,
trying to win these Monopoly
games. McMillions, rigged their own goddamn Monopoly game and made, how much money it takes? Oh, my God.
Billions of dollars.
Can you imagine?
Think about the lotteries in the different states. Florida lottery started. I'm a man of a particular age, so I remember when the lottery started. Florida lottery started to fix our schools. Tier T Small is on the verge of closing down.
Right,
Campbell Middle School, yes. Campbell Middle School need to be shut down.
No renovations. Just nothing in the last 30 years.
Yeah, Campbell's new, but TRT has been the same for 30 years. But they still don't have the proper technology. They don't have, it hasn't been upgraded. There's no, like, so what are you doing with all this lottery money?
Exactly. It's
the Florida lottery.
You're scamming.
Dirty money.
Dirty money. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you ain't going to say, you know, of course, more are going to more affluent areas, you know. That, but clearly it ain't, the pot ain't equal, but don't we know? You know, like you said, it goes back to what you said you would do. I won $1 million, I would quit my job, and invest, you know, invest in my hood. I hope more of us, you know, maybe in examining that question, because absolutely, $1 million, I'm absolutely thinking about impacting someone else. I'm blessed to be a blessing, because I know that what even now people, and some people say, oh, $1 million, I ain't no money, because I ain't gonna fuck it off. You know, that is shown enough to, as we know, how to use money. You're gonna make your money, make some money. Right?
Right.
So knowing what I know, oh, that million absolutely is gonna damn sure be another million and another million.
Right.
Million. Because,
right. Even if, okay, if I won a million, and for those who don't know that what we're talking about, our podcast listeners, I keep referencing these neighborhoods by their ghetto name. It's a little neighborhood in Daytona called Soul City. That motherfucker is huge. If I won a million and they wanted $5 million for Soul City, I'm gonna get them that million as a down payment, and I'm still buying Soul City.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Oh,
I'm gonna make $1 million in a year.
Easy. And I'll tell you, a big boom that I seen here, even here in Georgia, out my way, T, is that, oh my gosh, you know, oh, housing shortage. Then, you know, you see all this shit in Georgia, housing shortage. But when I tell you, townhouses and apartments are going up, I mean, right behind the gas station. I'm talking about 4-5 buildings, but they 5 stories in the air. You know, it's a hunt, because what do you know? Hey, if I'm hitting float 2,000 a watt, at least 1,500 to 1,800 for maybe a 1-bedroom out this way. So it's like, just, you know, real estate is the name of the game. We know that, you know, road to wealth is owning some property. But I love that I'm considerate enough, I care enough, because we can make those impacts, you know? We can surely have an impact in our community. I'm telling you, it's one of my 5-year goals, to come home and own something, or at least be in a property to where I'm going to make that reinvestment, because I hear you. I know. And to be honest, I recently read something in that our home community of Daytona is looking for, you know, there's a cry out for businesses, you know, especially of color, to do things in our community. So, hello. Okay.
You know, yeah, you know what's funny? There's a cry out for our culture in all sectors.
Absolutely.
There's a cry, like, I do think, whether they want to admit it or not, that America is coming to the realization that the Black diaspora in this country is the culture. And I'm not saying that to be braggadocious. Yes, I am. I'm being braggadocious. We are the culture. We're cool as fuck. Your kid don't want to be Bruce Springsteen like you did. Your kid want to be Lil Yachty or whoever got the look on his name at the time. He want to be the baby. So our culture has literally infiltrated white homes.
It's in there.
So there's a cry out. They're reaching down. But like I said, they want to take different aspects of our culture and paint it to be negative. You want the cool shit? I'm sorry, cousin. I'm gonna stop after this, because I feel like I'm rambling. But have you walked in Target and seen how they have different tags on the thing that let you know that this particular item has been inspired by Black culture?
I have, and purchased some too.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Like the bamboo earrings. It's not necessary. The pair that you buy may not be made by a Black person, but they're letting you know that this particular style, this look, is from Black culture. I fucks with Target. I respect what them people trying to do.
Because we know, you know, we understand, like you're saying, that it's major. It's major. We are the shit. We will always be that. And I love you all, audience. If you know, again, shaky on what the hell are they talking about tonight? We just mind friend questions, just random questions that There's not a right or wrong answer. You'll see more of this. I think I like it. Mindset Monday. Maybe that's what we'll call it. Episode, mindset episode. I won't even say Monday.
Right.
You'll hear us on Thursdays, but I love it, you know, because we came in on what should we? And here we are. Right. It's very interesting. I think it's encouraging. And we want to hear from you all. Message us, audience. No, you can go and to our anchor page and leave us a message. We want you to do that. We want you to check out our socials and message us. We'd like to hear from you in answering our questions. You want $1 million. Would you quit your job? You know, if everybody you knew was dying tomorrow, would you visit anyone? Or if you would, who would you visit? Give us that take. Share with us. Connect with us on those questions. I don't know, cuz, you want to do one more question? Want to throw another one out?
We could throw one more out.
Real quick to take us home. Ooh. This is a good one. Why are you you?
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
You want to save it?
Why am I me?
Ooh.
Let me get some insight on that. Let me talk to some people on our socials. Like, yeah, y'all get back with us on our leave us a message. Why are you you?
Yes, and we'll discuss it.
Yeah, I want to talk about that one. I journal, so
yes.
I'm gonna write some stuff, and when we get back on here, that's what we'll pick up at.
Because that, to me, you know, it feels like kind of too in there on, you know, who are you? Which can be a question, right?
Right.
Who are you? Great question.
But you know what? I can answer that, but we'll be like, that'll take us to a whole another 45 minutes. No. So we're going to table that when I do want to pose that question on our social media. And
let's,
I do want
everybody to, are you you? That's our question, you all. That's our question. And out of here on a mindset episode. There's no right or wrong answer, right? But I love the vibe we brought tonight. I hope it left with you all or leaves on your mind in listening. Gratitude is so important. And never forget where you came from.
Never. Invest in your block. Invest in your block.
Yeah.
Good show, Girls Collective.
Until next time.